Wow. Hey, y'all. Welcome to Diamond and Silk Chit Chat Live. I am your host, Silk, and you are my co-host, my Diamond Dream Team. And as Diamond would always say, it takes a team to build a dream. So I want you to stop what you're doing right now. Be sure to like and share this broadcast. That's right. Like and share this broadcast. It's imperative that you do so. Tonight, we have Ava Chen that's going to be on with us talking about the Baltimore Bridge, the U.S.-China relationship, and also all of this different warfare that's going on in our country that our officials don't even want to discuss, don't even want us to talk about. So she's going to be here to spill the beans and the collard greens and the in-between with the side of onion rings. And that's why I love having her on, because she brings the receipts. Huh? She brings the receipts. So I want you to share, because sharing is caring. Don't forget to download the Frank Speech app, the Frank Social app. It's two different apps, and it's absolutely free. It's imperative that you download these apps, you all, so that you can stay updated and informed. That's right. A lot of people is not looking at the lamestream media anymore. They're looking at the underground media. That's right, because they want the truth. People are seeking the truth, all right? And they've been finding it right here at frankspeech.com. Lindell TV. Okay. If you have any questions, email them to diamondsilk@gmail.com. Shout out to everyone joining me live there on Getter Live, Rumble Live, Frank Speech Live. And now we have Twitter Live, the Twitter X Live. They call it X. You know, you get used to saying Twitter, but I want you all to know what I'm talking about. So Twitter X Live. All right. Yes, yes, yes. I see you over there commenting. Hello, hello, hello. To everyone over there. Shout out to Lindell TV, RSBN Network, CTA TV, to Stripes TV, to Blast News Network, to Eagle News Network, and to all of the other different networks who are streaming the Diamond and Silk Chit Chat Live show on your platform. Okay? Don't forget, you all, that the show is sponsored by MyPillow.com, where you can get the MyPillow 2.0, the My Mattress Topper 2.0, the sheets, the slippers, the towels, and so much more right there at MyPillow.com. Be sure to use promo code Diamond or promo code Trump won, because he did win. That's right. All right. I know they're going to be like, oh, you're a conspiracy theorist. Oh, you shouldn't say that he won. Oh, I have to tell the truth and shame the devil. Trump won. All right. So, and don't forget, you all, my coffee at mystore.com. Go to mystore.com. I always say that the best part to waking up is not being woke, but being awake with my coffee. So don't be hasty. Go on over there and get you something tasty right there at mystore.com. Be sure to use promo code Diamond. You all, the show is also sponsored by patchthat.com. Patchthat.com. If you're ready to get rid of the negative energy and reclaim your active spirit, yes, 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 then you will go on over there to patchthat.com and get you some ice wave patches. Yes, patchthat.com, get you some ice wave patches. They have the S39, the Eon patch, the glutathione patch, so many different patches, you all, that I absolutely, truly love, all right? I love the fact that there is no drugs, no stimulants, no chemicals that enters the body. That's right. And it's money back guaranteed. It's money back guaranteed. There's a silk. Why do you push the patches so much? Because they work. They actually work. And I ain't got to ingest anything. I ain't got to put nothing in my body. That's right. I love that the way that the light reflects back into my body is for my body to allow my body to do what it needs to do for my body to heal itself. So go to patchthat.com. If you want more information concerning the patches, go to patchthat.info. I have a lot of people now that wants to be brand partners of the patches. That's right, because they've been referring them out and they're ready to make their commission. Look, if you're ready to do that, go to patchthat.info to become and fill out that form, and then we can help you become a brand partner. That's right. I absolutely, truly, truly do love it. Don't forget, you all, to support all of my other affiliates and sponsors at diamondandsilk.com. That's diamondandsilkstore.com. Don't forget about the bumper stickers, We Want Trump 2024, 2 for $5. Okay, We Want Trump 2024. These are 2 for $5. Okay, now y'all, I am viewer supported. That's right. So if you want to keep viewing me, then you need to go ahead on and support me at diamondandsilkstore.com. That's right. Go over there and get you a Diamond and Silk brooch pin, or get you a Trump pin. Huh? Go on over there and do what you need to do so that you can continue to support me. All right. Hold on, y'all. Just knock this out of here. I'm going to put that right back because I don't want to lose that. Okay. All right, y'all. You got it? Do y'all got it? Okay. All right. Now that you got it, you all, I want to go ahead on and bring on my guest, because y'all know when Ava Chan comes on, the whole entire hour is full of knowledge and some unbelievable stuff that, you know, it's like, this is incredible to even know that this has been going on in our country. And before I came on, I was just talking about the trans Republicans. Yes, we have trans Republicans in our midst. They ain't nothing but demonic Democrats who identifies as Republicans. Mm-hmm. They ain't nothing but imposters. That's all they is. Starting with Mike Johnson and ending with Lindsey Graham, Mitch McConnell, all of them, Kevin McCarthy. Y'all sons of bastards ain't nothing but a trans Republican. Uh-huh. You don't mean us no good because you ain't did nothing for the will of the people. And especially the ones that talk about they're such a Christian. They're such a Christian. They're such a conservative. But you sit there supposed to be the House Speaker and you allocate all this money to women to have full-term abortions. But you say you're a Christian. Better get on out of here with that stuff. And then for the ones, they own the Democrat plantation, all of a sudden they turn Republicans and they still running for office. They start running for office because they want you to vote for them. They ain't nothing but a trans Republican. That's a Democrat identifying as a Republican. That's why we can't get nothing done here in our country. Yes, because the deck is stacked with all of these liars and these deceitful bastards who cease to destroy America. Now, speaking of ceasing to destroy America, you all, please welcome back my special guest, Ava Chan. Ava.
Hi, hello, Silk. Hi, everyone. Thank you for having me tonight.
Wow. Thank you so much for being on. You know, I am so grateful that you are on here to talk about the Key Bridge. You know, there's a lot of different things that's going on. Everybody have their opinions about it. And that's all I can do is have my opinion about it because I wasn't there whenever the bridge collapsed. Okay. But it do not fit right with me and my spirit. I feel like this was deliberately sabotaged for certain reasons. But the deal is I don't have the receipt. So hopefully you do. And like I said, I wasn't there to when it truly happened. I wasn't inside of the boat when the lights went out or whatever, but some stuff is just not making sense and it's not adding up. So what I do is revert back to just plain old common sense to let me know that something right here was nefarious in the midst of this bridge collapsing. What say you, Ava?
Yes. So tonight I bring some intel from the new federal state of China that we confirmed on March 30th, 2024, which just 10 days ago that we confirmed. And this intel that we obtained is from our brave whistleblowers from within the CCP who are still living in China. And the information is very precise. Okay, so there's no room because we double checked. We make sure everything before we actually share with the public, because this is actually, we put our name to it. So that's why we take it really seriously. So I wanted to actually, I have a video. This is actually our secretary of our social movement. It's called New Federal State of China. It's political movement as well. Our headquarter is in New York. So we have a organization that overseeing this movement because we have, as I mentioned previously in the show, we have 20 chapters around the world. Okay. So these are Chinese diasporas and those are supporters and of the NFSC and our calls to take down the CCP. So the secretary of the Global Himalaya Alliance, every Saturday we usually do a live streaming. So this intel was shared on March 30th. And I have a video for you. If you can play the video too, we can get down to the intel right away.
Video two.
Video two, please.
I would like to add that 70% to 80% of the normal traffic at this port is military material, much of it destined for Ukraine. Today we are going to bring you a piece of exclusive intelligence that we have received from our supporters within the CCP. The information is very precise. This attack is being carried out by the CCP, the Chinese Communist Party, using remote towing technology. It is a terrorist attack. The CCP has launched a terrorist operation against the United States on American soil. The impact is huge on the traffic and transportation of the entire United States. The local governor says it has an impact on the whole world, which is not an exaggeration at all. Also, the bad news is that if the CCP can tow a freighter to collapse Baltimore's bridge, they can do the same with any car, ship, elevator, any vehicle you can think of. As long as it has a connection to signal and data, a chip, an antenna, a radio, etc. Because Miles Guo once told me in the past that once Liu Yanping, the former vice minister of public security of the CCP, threatened him and said that they can crash any plane they want at any time. Don't think that if you don't bring your phone, you'll be okay. The CCP can crash anything as long as your device has something to receive the signal, like the radios in cars or planes. So again, I want to emphasize that the two pieces of exclusive intelligence are that it's the CCP that launched the terrorist attack on Baltimore's Francis Scott Key Bridge using the remote towing technology on the freighter. The second information is that there are people in the US government who knew about it but didn't report it, although we can't confirm whether they knew about it before or after the attack. But so far we have not seen any official statement confirming this information.
Wow. So do you have any reaction to that intel? It's particularly the second one is very concerning, because we know there are people, there are individuals in your government actually knew this.
When you talk about the remote towing technology, the remote towing technology, and with people, these individuals being able to send signals to different radios and different towers and different things like that, to even cause the plane to crash, to cause certain things to happen. We already have those technology and it's being used for nefarious purposes. But to get there to make this here look like an accident, it just seemed really weird to me that all of a sudden, out of all these years, all right, that we've had this, that they've had this capability, they decide to do this, because this particular bridge, it carried a lot of the goods and different things back and forth. This bridge was really, really it's detrimental that it's gone right now, okay? And not just that, but other bridges as well, with all of these different things that's happening, just something don't fit well to me. And real quick, Ava, even down to the food processing centers and different things, all of a sudden blowing up. You mean we've had chicken plants for all of these years, and now under Jim Crow, Joe Biden, all of this here stuff just taking place at one time? Something seemed very, very strange. Go ahead, Ava.
So this is not a sudden event. Let me give you some kind of a timeline. This happened on March 26th. Okay, although this is not intel, this is my part of connecting everything for you based on what I know through the whistleblowing information I've received in the past 7 years. So if I can bring you to March 22nd, that is the terrorist attack happened in Moscow in the music hall. If you recall, there's 144 people died. I'm not sure. I didn't follow up in terms of the death. Maybe increased as the time goes on. But this is where the Russian people was entering the music hall. But suddenly there is 11, so-called ISIS-K terrorists came in and basically shooting indiscriminately and killed 144 and injured another, several hundred people. So that's happened on March 22nd. Okay. And then what happened March 19th is Hong Kong. CCP passed a Hong Kong Article 23, which is the basic law. If people aware of the histories in Hong Kong, you know, Hong Kong was under colonial British rule up to 1997, that's when the British government hand over the sovereignty back to the Chinese Communist Party, according to the 1984 Sino-British Joint Declaration. right? So, and but they were, the Hong Kong citizens was protected under the Basic Law, which is a British legal framework. But the CCP has attempted to change the law, which basically they want to destroy the rule of law of the West, right? So on March 19th, the CCP basically enacted the newer version of the Article 23 of the Basic Law that expanded the CCP's authoritarian regime and completely basically destroyed the rule of law in Hong Kong. It gave them the rights to make new laws. It gave them basically put someone into jail if you said something that is against the government. Okay, so you will be jailed up to 20 years. And even you will be detained with no lawyer for 2 weeks, up to 2 weeks for no reason. They don't have to tell you any charges. Okay, so these are the new law, basically. So this happened on March 19th. So March 25th, then March 22nd, the terrorist events happening in Moscow. And then March 25th, there one thing happened. United States and UK jointly published a sanction on CCP's one entity, just one company, but they call out that company. It's a technology company, but they say this company is a front company of the Ministry of State Security of the People's Republic of China. So they sanctioned this company called Xiaoreize, and they also sanctioned two individuals. Okay, two individuals. And they, the DOJ of the United States at the same time put out an indictment for seven hackers of the Chinese Communist Party hackers, and put up $100 million bounty. Okay. For everybody would offer any information regarding the location of those people. Okay. So that's happened on March 25th. So that then this bridge, hacking events happened on March 26th. But what make this special is the name of this bridge and the location of the bridge they picked. The location, if you recall your independent, independent revolution, Fort McHenry is right there. Baltimore is have a historical significance in your fight to become an independent state. And also this, the bridge named after your, author of your national anthem, right? Yeah. So Francis Scott Key. So there's a reason why they picked this. And I think the CCP is sending a message to you that they're chanting death to America. That's why they bring down this. And they know this is going to causing quite a bit logistic headache, and it will be, have a significant impact on your economy. And also you heard 70 to 80% of the traffic of going through this ports are military. Okay. So they were basically killing using one stone, killing few birds, not just two. They're killing few birds because they're preparing for kinetic war. So you need all the supplies, you need all the things. And a lot of the things going through that port is hazardous material. And also when you look at the Frank, the Dali, the cargo ship that carried, you know, quite a bit of containers. The next day I heard the report, there is a 50 containers at least contain 754 tons of hazardous chemicals was poured into the river. Okay. So if you put all those together, okay, so you will see this. This terrorist events happened is not haphazardly. It was actually coordinated and planned. And back to your question on the remote towing technology, I want to play a video number three because this is 2017. I'm going to take everyone back to 2017, September. This is where Miles Guo publicly on the live stream told the world about the CCP's possession of this deadly advanced technology, which they stolen from America. And on this live stream, you're going to hear that Miles Guo was actually saying that he was preparing his testimony in U.S. Congress. Okay. And he said, I'm here with some of the information now that I'm prepared for the testimony in U.S. Congress. So let's play video three.
There are things that I would like to reserve until I testify before Congress. But since I am in a good mood today, I will say some. When a leader from the 3rd PLA General Staff Department met with me, I asked him, how advanced are the CCP's cyber technology and advanced technology? He said, let me tell you, The answer is very simple. We can control the Shenzhou 4 and 5 spacecraft that are tens of thousands of miles away from the Earth to have them connect to each other. So, tell me if there is anything else tens of thousands of miles away that we can't control? He said, what we want to develop is how we can control the launch of other countries' missiles and how to change their missile trajectories. As the era of Internet of Things arrives, all the Wi-Fi, all the networks, even your newly invented, innovative regional means of communication will be the CCP's targets. That is, it is now impossible to find out the murderers. Because transportation and the Internet of Things now are the best means of murdering people. Unfortunately, this kind of murder nearly happened to me. You may ask why I risked myself to sail the boat on the Hudson River. This is huge as I showed people this means of murder by serving as the bait. No one can deny that someone pulled the strings behind this incident. No one can deny that this incident is a threat to the Americans' safety. This is humanity's warfare of advanced technologies, the internet warfare, and the current true form of warfare that the CCP kleptocrats will wage against the rest of the world. That is the so-called war of soft power. That is why the CCP kleptocrats hide their money in the US and Europe. Because that money can fulfill their needs at any moment to get rid of their political opponents to gain the power they want. To obtain the intelligence they need, and to eliminate any events, persons, or authorities that are in their way. This is the threat currently faced by the United States.
So this is 7 years ago. And Miles Guo, and which later, I don't know exactly when, because he didn't disclose to us that when he actually went to the Congress and testified in front of the Congress. But you heard the information that shared with him from the PLA, the high-ranking official within the CCP. So Miles Guo mentioned he used himself as a bait. He was referring to an early event in that year. So July 18th, 2017, what happened is Miles Guo was on a yacht. The yacht was only 3 years old. It was built by the fetish, it's called Fetish Royal Dutch Shipyard. And it's actually equipped the most advanced electronics and communication system. Okay, it was only 3 years old and most advanced equipments. And then suddenly, through hacking and the yacht lost control. Okay, so, and then start spinning. And Miles Guo, because he understand, some of the technology from the CCP. So he is the only one that thought about this could be a hacking incident. So what he did is he has a lots of phones, right? So he immediately put his phone, the Thinka, out and put into the foil, the metal foil, and wrapped them up and then sent this phone away. Only by sending this foam away onto a small boat. And you know what? The boat has to keep 20 meters away from the yacht to actually allowing the yacht to regain control. Okay. Mm-hmm. This is how, as soon as the boat getting close to the yacht, the yacht is losing control. And there was a investigation by FBI. The case was reported to CIA. So both of them, both of FBI and CIA knew this incident happened in 2017, July 18th. And Miles Guo mentioned he wanted to using himself as a bait. The reason why is in May that year, there was a bounty on his head. The CCP put out a $3 billion bounty on his head. They want to capture him or they want to kill him. But he knew that by basically cruising on Hudson River on his yacht could be a threat to his life, but he still did it because you heard him saying that he wanted people to investigate. He was trying to wake up the people that around him because he worked with a lot of Wall Street top fund managers. These managers are working with CCP. He was trying to tell them, stop working with the CCP because CCP is actually trying to destroy the United States. But none of them listening to him. Everybody thinking he is hyperbole, making something up. So he had to show people. He had to tell people, hey, this has truly happened. If it happens to me, it will happen to you. So that's why he trying to explain. He's trying to use himself as a bait. So unfortunately, that's a 7 years warning. and people did not pay attention to it. On the same day, actually, that video that you just played, he also mentioned about another incident, which some of you might be aware of because it's just too horrific. It's the MH370, the airplane that disappeared. If you recall, Malaysia Airlines back in 2014, March 8th, we marked just a 10 years anniversary of that tragic event. Almost 300 people lost their lives. And even today, their loved ones cannot find their body because they were being told the airplane disappeared. But Miles Guo told us in 2017, most likely, he didn't say indefinitely, but he said he's going to give every information to Congress. He urged the Congress to reinvestigate this issue because the CCP has already controlled this remote towing technology. And there are people on the plane that the CCP are desperately trying to kill. Okay. So they wanted to cover the organ harvesting crime. Because you know, yeah, the organ harvesting in China has been going for decades. They started, yeah, in late 1970s and went and become a systematic ecosystem. Okay, organ harvesting in late 1990s. So the CCP desperately trying to cover the people who are on the plane have the direct information, can pointing on the highest leader at that time in CCP are the criminals. So this is why the person who control this technology, which is the CCP leader, ordered to basically disappear the airplane. So Miles Guo urged the Congress, U.S. Congress, to reopen that case of MH370, which unfortunately, even 10 years later, nobody investigated. So this is why I think, you know, Francis Scott Key Bridge incidents happened using the same technology that Miles Guo warned 7 years ago.
Okay. Yes. You said a mouthful. So, but here's my thoughts that I'm starting to connect. First off, did the CCP actually steal the remote towing technology, or was it actually sold out to the CCP by a rogue individual here in America? That's my first question. Next thing I understand, Miles Guo, he is now locked up today here, I believe up there in D.C. or in New York, one of those places.
MDC,
he's still,
yeah,
locked in D.C. He's still locked up today for about a year now, right? How long has it
it's
been?
Over a year. It's 392 days exactly. It's a Metropolitan Detention Center in Brooklyn, New York. And where he, right, was locked, the building can actually see the Statue of Liberty.
Right. But all of a sudden, his apartment caught on fire, I guess, after
that's
the
correct.
FBI went in. And, right, all of a sudden, that caught on. I'm just thinking of things. Now I'm looking at the fact that President Trump wanted an investigation did into this COVID-19. But when the Biden regime got in, they stopped the investigation. Okay? They didn't want no investigation. So now it brings me back to Congress. Okay? Because Congress, as far as I am concerned, they play a part in this right here as well by not listening. They are actually a part of this, as far as I am concerned, because they don't seem to be interested in the information that's been coming forth by a lot of these whistleblowers. So I believe, mm-hmm, that they are right along with the nefarious things. That's how I feel. It is my opinion. They're compromised. These people are compromised that we have running our country. And I believe that they are allowing it, even going back to the bridge. I just don't believe that the CCP just woke up one day and said that they're going to do it. I believe that this here was a scam between our own government and the CCP, in my opinion, that caused this, because they want to create habit. They want to destroy our systems here in America so that they want the people to depend on the government. But they destroy a lot of our different systems, because the main people that I feel that we're fighting is not just the CCP, but they are from within. That's my spiel, and I'm sticking to it, Ava. That's how I see it.
Absolutely. I think American threats is coming from within. A lot of those people, eventually, you know, if you drain all of them, you will see all of them tied to the CCP. All of them, not single one of them, not tied to the CCP, because they all embracing the communism system, because they want roll out the communist system to United States. Basically, they want to basically just a very few people rule the world. That's what they really want. But unfortunately, a lot of the people who are part of the who are complicit or who are supporter of this, you know, evil agenda, have no idea what they're supporting. You know, a lot of them knowingly, because they don't have all those information. They don't sitting there and listen to whistleblowing. They're busy getting rich and they're busy grabbing more power. They're busy doing other things. So they truly have no clue of what's going on. They only have a pieces of information in front of them, and sometimes they are surrounded with spies intentionally keep them down. So intentionally keep them not get informed. So this is why I think to help solve the problem is people really have to follow the money. They really have to see who are the CCP spies, what their networks, who they're doing business with, and who they're targeting, and trying to understand all of this. You will see this much more clear, and you will be able to find the way to stopping it. Because without focusing on the CCP, you will not be able, you're just fighting symptoms. You're not finding the root cause of the, you're just putting out fires. But the CCP is basically arson. They're arsonist, right? They're putting more fires for you to fight. So I wanted to quickly answer your question, because you were saying that this particular technology, whether it's stolen or whether it's sold, I don't have that information, but I can tell you from what I knew, the information that Miles School previously reviewed, majority of the technologies are stolen. Okay. Majority, especially the very high advanced technology, but there are technologies are actually sold by the American military. Because one of the live streaming that he mentioned, he was talking to, he was telling us that the most pro CCP elements within your government is military. Okay, the military is the most pro CCP guy and most pro CCP element. And he told us one time, he was talking to someone and he was saying, "Hey, did you just sold this software to CCP for $30 million?" And that guy was stunned. And that guy didn't know how Miles School actually knew that he had just, you know, broke, sold the piece of technology to the CCP. So that's why I'm saying that in order for everybody to start looking how they're going to resolve this issue, you have to identify the link, which is money. Okay. Majority of them are money. And then the next one is sex, who they sleep with. Okay. It will tell you their connection. So that is the three advice Miles School gave to Americans, to patriot Americans: follow the money, follow the pee-pee, the sexual partners and, you know, the briberies and those things. And the last one is follow the NFSC. Because we tell you their structure, their network, and follow that, you will be able, to find the evidence you need, rather than looking for a needle in a haystack. Because we point right there if you're just willing to look. So this is a 3F solutions to counter the CCP's 3F plan, which is foreman the weakness, foreman chaos, and foreman destruction of the United States. And which that brings me to the next video. I want to show you that Miles School mentioned, you know, I want to quickly show you the video one. It's only 20 some seconds. And then I'm going to show you a concept of the unrestricted warfare. Video one, please. Okay, let me explain a little bit, because this is a kind of a strange video if without the context. Yeah. But I'm assuming a lot of people know who the guy is. He's Mike very Tyson. Famous. He used to be, yes, Mike Tyson. He's a heavyweight boxing champion. And this is a video not exactly this video. This is a recreation of the video that Miles Guo once watched. So decades ago, the PLA, the Chinese military, of high-ranking official invited Miles to visit one of the military base. It's called Xishan Military Base in Beijing, outskirts of Beijing, or West Mountain Military Base. And they asked Miles Guo to watch a video. And that is exactly the same content, the same storyline that Miles Guo watched. What they're trying to depict is a concept that the Chinese military coined a term called unrestricted warfare. So they're saying, through that 20-some seconds, they're saying boxing is, if we fight with Mike Tyson using boxing or using martial arts, we're not be able to subjugate Mike Tyson. Yeah. We will lose. Yeah, it's not a fair game, because, you know, you can tell, like, a martial arts, Mike Tyson won very effortlessly. So, but mm-hmm. when Mike Tyson was enjoying his victory, you saw the beast coming. Okay. First mm-hmm. of all, there are five bees coming, and then Mike Tyson trying to fend himself, beat off the bees. Right. But then suddenly there's more bees. There's about hundreds of bees come in and swarm at him and, you know, sting him, and he kind of knocked out. Right. So this is a concept, and I want every American to understand is, when CCP going to fight with America, they're going to fight using unrestricted warfare concept. So it's like death by a paper cut, you know, by 1,000 paper cuts. That's exactly what the CCP has been doing. And American has already been in a war with the CCP. It's just, you don't feel it's a war, because your conventional war definition looks like, you know, Iraq war, or like, it looks completely different, right? That's a kinetic war, like, involving missiles, weapons, and naval ships and, you know, no things, right? But CCP understand they're not at par with you when you're talking about kinetic war. So they have been studying your weaknesses and vulnerability for as long as they existed. Okay. As long as communism existed, that even goes back to Stalin age. Okay. So they come up with this idea, which they call unrestricted warfare and asymmetric warfare. Okay. Mm-hmm. So bioweapon is definitely one of them. And what you just see, the hacking, okay, the soft power, they saw the war of terror, a war of soft power, remote towing technology is one of them. But now I'm going to let you hear another one. You never thought about it. And this is related to what just happened on April 3rd. Although this is only our theory, we have no intel to confirm that, because on April 3rd, there is an earthquake. 7.4 magnitude earthquake happened in Taiwan. But I have to say, Taiwan is prone to earthquake. Okay. They have lots of earthquake, but the magnitude is very small. Sometimes people don't even feel it. Okay. But I want you to hear a whistleblowing from Miles Guo back in 2020, talking about CCP's plan to take over Taiwan using called climate warfare. Okay, so let's play video 4.
In addition, the Wuhan P4 laboratory, the Wuhan Institute of Virology, has three different powers behind it. One of the most important people who is in charge of it, whose surname is also Gua, is from Hubei province. This person has spoken many times in the military, especially in the CCP's Central Party School, saying that CCP must be prepared for large-scale attacks on the world. The best way to fight a destructive war is climate warfare, biological warfare, including geographical warfare using geographical science, which means changing the entire geography of enemy countries, such as earthquakes. This person talks the most about climate war, and the West has started to pay attention to him. This person is one of the people who control the P4 laboratory. His background is CCP PLA. He has said many times that in order to attack Taiwan, the CCP needs unrestricted warfare against Taiwan, even leaving Taiwan with half of its population, which is to push Taiwan to a limit when they have to accept reality to unify with China. Their ultimate strategy is to use climate warfare by causing natural disasters to Taiwan, which is the most suitable place for the CCP to start climate warfare, such as earthquakes, typhoons, torrential rains. Likewise, for Japan and the United States, the CCP doesn't need kinetic war. It can use climate war, physical war, and biological war. All these war strategies were the idea of that person. I talked about this in 2017. I once asked people from the PLA how they would attack Taiwan. The person said that U.S. missiles cost $1 million per launch and $5 million per launch. The CCP's missiles cost only $10,000, and some cost only $3,000. The CCP doesn't need GPS because it didn't have the Beidou satellite at that time. They use the built-in navigation system. That is, the missiles are launched blindly. Taiwan is too close to China. As long as the missiles can land in Taiwan, the worst scenario is that the missile will blow up Fujian at the same time. If the CCP attacks Taiwan, they won't care about children and women. They will blow them all up. They will even blow up their submarines to blow up Taiwan's tectonic plates. And they have studied Taiwan's tectonic plates. From the South Island to the North Island, there are about 70 tectonic plates. The CCP can use submarines or underwater bombs to blow up any of the plates to cause an earthquake in Taiwan. But the worst thing is that they won't be able to control the magnitude of the earthquake. It could be 6, 7, or 8.5. They are monsters. They will do it. Then the CCP will say it's God punishing Taiwan.
Wow. See, I know some people that was up there when the earthquake just happened there in New York and New Jersey. They said it did not feel like an earthquake. And then for an earthquake to happen up there, it's not prone to earthquakes happening up north. It's prone to happening like in California area and so forth. Okay, go ahead and then I'll give my spiel.
Okay, so I just want to let people to understand any advanced technology, if get into the hands of the CCP, which last time I was here, we were talking about CCP is the biggest ongoing terrorist and crime group that was backed by the state, right? We were talking about they're the biggest crime organization, syndicate, transnational. So you would ought to know that any technology gets into their hands, become a disaster for humanity. And it proved again and again. And Miles Guo mentioned, this is where I want American people to understand that you are facing a monster, which understand your vulnerability. That's why they don't hit you in the front. They hit you on the side. And Miles Guo mentioned about your missile is 1 million to 5 million. Maybe you have some cheaper ones, at least like a 450,000. But still, when you compare with the Chinese missile, Miles Guo said they're 10,000, even some of them 3,000. Do you know why they're so cheap? Of course, we are slaves. Right. Okay. Majority of the Chinese people are slaves. Forced labor, that's why they're cheap. But second, the most important reason is they do not have any research and development cost. They steal. And the last reason is because they don't care human lives. So in order to call it a weapon, in United States, the weapon has to first protect the soldier, the American soldier who is shooting the weapon, because the weapon is not going to hurt you, right? The second, in order to call it weapon, it has to be only, attack the target that you pick, not attacking people around the target, because you don't want the civilians to be a collateral damage of the missile that you just put it out there, right? So it has to be precise and precision that matters to a weapon in the United States. But in a totalitarian, in a communist state, they view us as dirt. They view human life as dirt, okay? Remember, they're anti-human, they're anti-God, okay? So. Yep. When they design a weapon, when they copy your technology, they don't care about the people even using it. So that means they don't care about their own soldier. They're a cannon fodder. You can die. Okay, if you die, I'm going to sing for you. You die for the nation. Thank you very much. That's it. They don't even record their names. That is why for the battles people fight, the Chinese fight, we have no name. The monuments, literally, it's called No Name Monument. They're standing in the middle of the Tiananmen Square in Beijing because we don't know who they are. They never written their names down. So, but even for the people they strike, you heard Miles Guo say, at that time, they have no navigation system. It's shooting blindly. They only care to create destruction. Right. They only care to subjugate your enemy. That's it. They don't care who they fight. Yeah. So they don't need the weapon to be precise. They just need to be a killing machine. That's it. And even now, they claim they have Beidou satellite. But according to our intel, I can tell you, in the Ukraine and Russia war fronts, which CCP has sent their rocket force last year in March, it was confirmed by our intel. The CCP is actively helping them, sending us of helping Russia to launch the missiles. The CCP is using GPS. They don't use their own Beidou satellite. Why? because they have no confidence in their own. It's come down to the precision again. So I wanted people to understand this is asymmetric warfare because soldiers doesn't matter to them. And Taiwanese life and women and children doesn't matter to them. Okay. If they're attacking U.S., your life doesn't matter to them. This is why CCP leaders has already built their bunker deep, deep down underneath the ground in China. They're already prepared. If the allied forces wanted shooting down in China when they get to the kinetic war stage, they build their bunkers underneath. Guess where? The most populous place, just like a Hamas, they built underneath the hospital. That's exactly what the CCP does. They have already, we have intels from within the CCP. We have 5,000 intels where they built those shelters. These are 100 meters deep, okay? And they built under the kindergartens. They built under the hospitals, senior homes, shopping malls. This is where they built their military facilities. This is how they protect. This is a terrorists and a criminals. So, and I want to, you know, Americans to realize this is who you are dealing with.
Yeah. And, you know, when you talk about the different weaponry that's being used to just really dismantle our way of living, I look at Jim Crow Joe Biden as one of those weapons. I look at the fact that our energy for gas, all of that's gone. Our reserves is gone. Inflation, high food costs, mortgage is crazy. Our medical systems have been infiltrated. That's why with the WHO, he want to give away our sovereignty to the WHO. So there are so many different ways that they are basically, because like I said, I was saying the other night, it feels like our government is at war with we the people. It feels like we're being harassed by our own government and that they don't care about humanity. They don't care about your life. They just care about pushing their agenda. So in my opinion, I feel like Joe Biden and Obama is one of the weapons, in my humble opinion.
So this is one of the ways they're targeting your political leaders. Okay. They've been targeting them for decades. I mean, it's not just in America. If you look at it everywhere, look at Trudeau. I mean, he's completely beast. Looking at a lot of leaders in governments, and when CCP targeting them, they have a long term plan. Okay, so they're not only targeting at a federal level; they're targeting at state level, provincial level, municipal level, and they're targeting at the current, the past, and the future candidates. Okay. So this is why you're not going to win because the CCP has insurance bought the full thing, regardless whether you're left or you're right, you're woman, you're a guy, you're transgender, doesn't matter. They bought every possible solution. Do you know why they do that? It's because they want you. They want you be slave. This is why.
Right.
That's why they bought every possible option you could have. Okay. So this is where we're trying to sound alert. For the Americans, look to the CCP focusing on them because by following them, you will know where they put their plan, how they set those traps. I mean, on my show, I've talked about the traps they've set to Trump. A number of them, okay? A number of them, whether to Trump, to his son and his daughters, his son-in-law, his family members, they want to capture, like CCP want to capture all of them. But if you're putting all those things together, you know, economic warfare, spy warfare, intelligence warfare, like what I just said, a bioweapons warfare, climate warfare, you know, all those warfare. The next one is currency warfare. And you're going to feel it very soon. Actually, a lot of people already felt it. And I want to play this. This is a video 7. Okay. Video 7. Okay. I want you to hear about the currency war.
All right.
CCP's real competition with US, also Russia with US, is truly a competition of systems. They know their financial and social systems can't win, so now they are starting to unite a group of enemies of the US and lure away some of US's allies to join their cause. Their main goal is to take down the US's financial system. They believe that digital currency is the best opportunity to destroy the dollar, to dismantle the dollar system. Because if they can take down US's finance, the US military won't be able to sustain itself. Furthermore, They aim to disrupt the internal political game of the entire United States, its democratic and rule of law systems. So, they want to BGY the US and flood your society with a large amount of fentanyl, causing chaos in your society, weakening and destabilizing the United States from within, and ultimately destroying the US financially. So, everyone needs to pay attention to this digital yuan. Don't underestimate it. I estimate that within half a year to a year, you will see a huge financial war begin. This war is about competing for currency dominance. That's why I'm saying today the CCP will trigger a global currency war, a financial war.
So this is actually in 2022, August 31st. Why did Miles were mentioning about in half a year and a year, they're going to start a financial and currency war? Because this is Intel. Actually, 2 weeks ago on my show on the weekend, I talk about the $7 trillion heist the CCP did in May that year, 2022 May. If you recall, there's a lot of cryptocurrency, particularly Luna. Luna was over $100, but then it jumped, it went down like sharply to a dollar, to less than a dollar. Okay. And that started the domino effect for many cryptocurrency, including the cryptocurrency lenders, right? A few of them went bankrupt. So to 2022, starting May, you know, the very first 15 days of May, they started. This is why Miles will say you will see in 2022, August 31st. That's why if a lot of you don't know what's happened, simply because you can't put all those things together because it's too big for you to comprehend. Okay. But it happened. If you look at what's happening after May, one after another, and leading to November, FTX, okay, FTX crumbled, okay? And then after FTX crumbled, what happened? The next year, leading to three banking system, which is California Silicon Valley Bank, Silvergate Bank, Signature Bank, all of them bankrupt, okay? So this is what Miles School said. You only have to wait half a year and a year. You will see this is happening and it's dead on spot. But a lot of people don't understand it. They don't see it. Okay. So this is very, very dangerous because what Miles was mentioning is about how the CCP has planned to destroy you, adding another layer of the unrestricted warfare. So a lot of the symptoms you see right now in your country, for example, the Congress seems like a stalwarting. Okay, something. The Congress seeing the infighting, okay? This is all created by the CCP. If you understand how CCP using their black power, not only giving you a candy, but also having a gun holding on their head. Okay? So you will know a lot of those things are created by this dark power. This is why we try to help people to understand where you should look and why you should be united. Okay. Yeah. It doesn't matter because we're fighting for our life. We're fighting for the future, for being treated as a human being. Because if you understand what the communists are, you will be scared. I want to show you, I only have 7 minutes, but I really want to show you two videos.
I actually have two minutes, but go ahead and
show me. Only have two more minutes. Okay, then I will skip. Maybe in the future I will play it again, but I will only play video 8. I won't let you hear Miles for what's socialism. Okay.
Wow.
Every time the Westerners asked me about socialism, I told them that the so-called socialism in China is that 7 people, 1 out of 200 million, decide the lives of 1.4 billion people. Whenever I talk about this, I just want to curse. They are the criminals of the underworld. They are the devils. In the West, human rights, the rule of law, freedom, and democracy are all standardized and regulated by the majority of the people, and that's the right way. The two evilest monsters killed the most people in the world is Stalin and Mao Zedong of the CCP, both under communism. On average, every communist country kills 13% to 15% of its own people. Chinese Communist Party has killed 25% to 27% of Chinese people. A country's political party killed 25% of its people in order to maintain its power. Do you think that's still a legitimate government and the right way? Every word the CCP says is criminal. The most horrible thing about the CCP is that everything they do is for the benefit of the few CCP kleptocrats in Zhongnanhai. They murder people by will. That is what happened to Xinjiang, Tibet, and Chinese entrepreneurs, and even their own members. All the same way, the CCP's way is that the vast majority of people, 99.999% of people, serve the benefit of a very small number of people.
Wow.
So if you don't fight, this is your destiny. And actually, 150 million Chinese people are killed. 150 million. This is why when people say socialism is good, because they're so naive, they're so ignorant what socialism and what communism is, because mm-hmm. the Chinese people are the biggest victim. And we showed you, if you just look at the real history, you would know these are coming from hell. And so altogether, including the 400 million unborn child, which some of them are full-term baby, they're 7, 8 months, 9 months babies are actually forced to be aborted. So when they was born and they killed on the spot. Okay. And then the rest of them are the mathematical model. So if you're adding all them together, it's almost a 600 million Chinese are dead because of communism, because of the socialism, and American is on the way there. That's why we need everybody to understand. Unfortunately, Mike Tyson even put Mao Zedong's tattoo on his right arm because he, like many, like a few Black American at that time, believed that they were oppressed by their own government. So they have to start a violent revolution to overthrow the American government. But we're telling them no. This is exactly what I said in the previous show, is the communists understand your conflicts within your system.
Yes.
So they press and stretch that and ask you to hate each other. Okay. So their tactic is control your money, control your media and social media, and then let you fight each other, let you hate each other. So that's why you would never be able to find happiness. You know, we have a life and liberty and pursuit of happiness, but the communism is death, enslavement, and pursuit of hatred.
That's right. I love the way you just broke that down. And this explains exactly why Mao's goal, why they have him locked up. They don't want him telling us exactly what their plans are, but it's too late. We already know and see exactly what their plans are. And it makes sense, because I was just saying the other day, something is not right. Something is going on when you have a so-called Christian that calls himself a conservative Republican, like Speaker Mike Johnson, allocating money for women to have full-term abortions. Something is just not right. I call them, of course, trans Republicans. Ava, thank you so much for being on. Please, you got 10 seconds. Let everybody know how they can find you and follow you.
Yes, I'm on Twitter and Getter with the same handle. It's at S7GRIL. And on this weekend, I'm going to do a special episode on cryptocurrency. Weigh in, because there's tons of intelligence that you would never hear from anywhere else, just from Miles School and New Federal State of China. So it's on LFA TV on Rumble on Saturday at 12.
Wonderful. I got to get you back on so we could talk more about that, because people are asking, should they take their money out of their banks or what should they do? Well, my deal is, you take your money out the bank, you're going to find places where they say, we don't accept cash. Now what? So we'll talk a little bit more about that, Ava Chan. Thank you so much for being on the show. God bless.
God bless.
Thank you. All right, you all. It is what it is. It just is what it is. I believe that the whole entire system is compromised, especially when it talks about the U.S. military. They're talking about all of this sets that's going on. And when you look up there, we got a regime full of pedophiles, nothing but straight up pedophiles up there. And all of that stuff is showing. And I do believe that our entire government is being blackmailed, and they are compromised. Yes, yes, and especially yes, in my own humble opinion. Now, with that said, you all, I want you all to make sure that you pray. Pray every day at 11:21 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. That's right, 11:21 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Stop what you're doing and pray. Pray for our country, you all, because prayer changes things. Pray for President Donald J. Trump and his family, and pray for God to heal our land, because it's going to take God. So in the meantime and in between time, I look forward to seeing you next time right here on Diamond and Silk Chit Chat Live. Bye-bye.